All right, talking with local artist Michael Clark and wanting to document the most amazing harvest over in Henry County in Galva. So give us the backstory first on the most amazing harvest and then documenting that moment with a mural in Galva.
Well, the story goes, there was a farmer in Galva that had cancer and he was dying and he had to get his corn harvested, and his I think his cousin and then a bunch of other farmers came in, and they one day they took 10 combines and 40 farmers and a bunch of semi trailers, and they harvested his 450 acres of corn in 10 hours. Now, how I became involved, I was painting a mural in Kewaunee. And this gentleman comes up to me and he says, "We need one of those in Galva." And I said to him, I said, "One of what?" He said, "A mural." And I says, "Yeah, every small town needs a mural." So he said, "No, I'm not kidding you. Give me your number." He says, I'm leaving right now. I'm going to go over and talk to the mayor in Galva." So I gave him my number and I thought, well, yeah, he's blowing smoke. And I'm telling you, within 20 minutes, the city administrator, David Dyer from Galva, calls me up and he says, "I understand that you're the man to talk to about painting a mural." And I said, "You got him." And they came over the next day, took me out to lunch and talked about it and told me what they wanted on it. And when I got home from Kewaunee, I drew it up and sent it to them, and they loved it and they said, "We want to do it." So that's how that transpired.
From an audio medium, explain the mural, because it's basically a depiction from above the harvest going on, right?
Yeah, when the criteria that they wanted on the mural was this photograph that had been taken, an aerial shot of, well, I think there was 9 combines, but 9 combines coming through the field, you know, one pass, with the grain carts and the tractors, and you could see the semis in the background, along with Carl Bates's house. And it was interesting because they gave me some ideas, but they wanted that photograph on there. And so looking at I wanted to really emphasize the most amazing harvest. So that's a big banner across the top. And then we listed, you know, the fact that 450 acres and the 10 combines and 40 farmers and 10 hours to complete, that kind of rounded it out.
And it's located geographically. Do you remember the address of where it's at?
No, but you can't miss it.
Is it on 17?
It's on 17. It's across from the subway, right next to Super 8.
So it's right on the Illinois Route 17.
And it's on the east side of the street. And it sits back a ways because they had to tear down, like, they called it the best building. And so there's a big open area there in front of it.
And the landmarks, I know that's like in every small town, you can say Casey's too. So it's by Casey's in Galva. All right, so tell us about the group that does this, a little backstory, because it's called basically a wall dog group.
Yeah,
is that right? Can you kind of explain what that is?
Wall dogs, it's really a loose, it's not an organization. It's a bunch of wall artists that get together. And normally we'll do a big mural event every year. And like this year, it was in Streeter, Illinois, and we painted 15 wall murals in 4 days with, I think there was 260 painters that came. Now, we only do that once a year. But an offshoot of that is there's towns around that can't generate the kind of funding a big event like that would cost. So, you know, they'll contact the Wall Dog website, and normally that person, if if he knows of a wild dog in that area, they'll call him up and get in touch with him that way.
So did you did it this past weekend, the 22nd and 23rd? That's when it got completed.
I started on Thursday. We mounted. See, that's painted on panels because they were concerned about this open lot. Who knows? It might be sold someday, and they don't want a mural painted on a wall that will be hidden. So it's on panels, so it can be moved if that ever happens. So.
So it started. You started Thursday and got it done. Was it Sunday?
Saturday night. We knocked it out.
All right, awesome. So for background, did Carl Bates did he pass away?
Yeah, he passed away. I think November that year.
So when was the actual harvest? Do you remember?
The harvest was September 25th.
And that's documented on the mural then.
And
September 25th of what year? You remember?
2015.
Okay.
I've got on the bottom. And then I put Galva, then I put where community comes together, and then I put Carl's name down at the bottom with 1960 to 2015.